miss out on listening to your favourite segment of Sunshine's Table Talk with me, Leah, well, don't worry, you can catch up now. You're on Sunshine's Table Talk, and joining me right now is Tom, the Managing Director of Thomas Cyber. Welcome to Table Talk, Tom.
Thanks for welcoming, and good morning.
It's wonderful to have you here, and we're talking all about the world of scams this morning. And I want to hear from you. If you have got a question about scams, or if you've been a victim or if you've experienced one, let me know, 0429 985 985. And if you do text through this hour, very soon you will then have a chance to win a family pass to station sponsor Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, in which Miles Morales is the next Spider-Man. See Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, rated PG, and in cinemas June 1. And if you want to win those movie tickets, just text through 0429 985 985. But Tom, to get started, what's happening in the world of scams at the moment? Because I feel like it seems like there's always emails, texts, there's pop-ups that could come up, there's phone calls. It just is like a really huge industry, for lack of a better word, at the moment. But what is happening broadly? What are the scams at the moment that we need to be aware of?
So we've just come out of a pandemic, and we have a very big world out there, a lot of people. Mm. There are a lot of things happening in the world now. So you've got this whole Russia-Ukraine war.
Yeah.
You've got past COVID. There are elections. There is, you name it, it's
yes.
happening in the world. And it's a great time for cyber criminals to start investing and actually generating ventures to take money out of people.
Yeah, right.
People get scared. You're scared, you're worried, you know, cost of living now is really, really going up.
Yes.
There's clawbacks on tax now past the COVID pandemic. So people are generally scared. So it's a platform for cyber criminals to
taking
start scamming.
Advantage of.
Absolutely. Yeah. And because everybody holds a phone, everybody has internet nearly. Mm. When you've got those tools, what better way to scam a person than from the very tool you're relying on to communicate with people?
And do you find there's one that's sort of coming up more than others? Like, so in like shopping, for example, is there scams on Facebook, Marketplace or Gumtree or anything like that that are popping up? Or I don't know, is it emails that seem to be the hot sort of one at the moment? Is there such a thing as a hot scam? I don't know.
There is a hot topic at the moment.
Yeah.
The biggest one is SMS scamming.
Oh, okay. And, yes.
So email scamming was a while back. The Microsoft and Google have started to get a lot smarter about that and starting to minimize a lot of the scamming.
Great.
There is a talk of there was a lot of internal scams, things happening inside businesses where you impersonate your boss and say, hey, look,
yes.
I want a pay rise, and trick the HR department into actually giving you a pay rise.
There, oh, my goodness.
There were silly things like that happening in the organization. The issue is now everybody's got SMS.
Yeah.
Okay. And the best way to get to people, and because of this cost of living, is to scam people out of, hey, there's money for you here.
Right. Okay.
It's the whole cheese on the mouse trap.
Yes.
And waiting for that mouse, the unlikely mouse to come and grab it.
Yeah. Okay. I want to find out what this kind of thing looks like and what are some of the common tech scams that are sort of coming up at the moment. You're on Table Talk, hanging out with Leah, and I'm joined by Tom from Thomas Cyber. And we're talking all about scams. And just before the song, we were talking about text message scams being one of the biggest sort of things that people need to watch out for. Can you talk me through text scams? What do they look like? How do they present? And what can we do? I suppose the obvious is don't touch them, don't do anything. But let's wind back. What do they look like? What are some of the common ones going around at the moment?
So at the moment, one of the biggest scams is MyGov.
Okay.
So we don't know if MyGov's been hacked or not.
Yeah,
but
right.
There are a lot of scams around MyGov, and they're basically saying, click on this link and you'll get $750.
Yeah, right.
Not a lot of money
yes.
in the grand scheme of things. However, it is a lot of money to some people.
Mm.
When you click on it, nothing happens.
Yeah,
you get presented with a page and it says, hey, can you enter your Microsoft credentials? Or can you enter your email credentials here? Some people do, some people don't. As soon as you enter your credentials, it'll say, sorry, that's a bad command, and it closes the browser.
Oh.
Somebody's then got your credentials, and this is how they start the hacking.
Oh.
So they hop into your email,
yes.
and they will start going through your emails and find information about you, your finances, because everything's in email.
Yeah.
Digital receipts. All these little things that amount to a very big story about a person, and that's when they start to really scam you. the blackmailing and all the different things that happen. But that's the first step of clicking on that link. Clicking on the link doesn't really do a lot. It's the actual next step, whether you are, whether you fall for putting your credentials or not in there. Right. Your username, password for your email.
Yeah, okay.
And this is why things like two-factor authentication is very, very important at an elementary level. Yes, it's a pain in the bum to be able to have to keep clicking and putting a code in. But it's one step to protect you. It's not a silver bullet. But it's the first step of doing that. And during the program now, we'll go through a few different mitigation strategies to fix that. But this is the biggest scam now, the MyGov one.
Yeah, okay.
And
that's presenting in text messages.
Absolutely.
As well. So it's not just an email thing. Is it? Has it presented in emails or is it only
text? It has presented in email in some places, but it has been a lot in the text messages. And then what's end up happening now is that some crafty individuals have started lodging e-tax returns on behalf of individuals, removing their bank account, tax agent details, and also their email address, and they've generated phony bank accounts to start having tax returns generated and sent to phony bank accounts.
Oh my goodness. This is a lot. It's a lot to take on board, which is a little bit, can be a bit overwhelming.
Absolutely. It is very overwhelming. It's very overwhelming now because we're getting to the end of financial year.
Yes.
And if a tax agent or your accountant lost their tax agent license because a bunch of their clients have started putting phony tax returns in, then they won't be able to submit tax returns for a lot of people. And then the late fines and trying to deal with this with the fraud squad in ATO at the moment, very difficult because of the volume of fraud that's being lodged in the form of scams.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things to consider. And I would love to hear from you. If you've received one of these text scams, let me know, 0429-985-985. You're on Table Talk and you're hanging out with Leah, and I'm joined by Tom from Thomas Cyber. And we've been talking all about scams this morning, and I'm getting lots of your text messages coming through. Kim has said, yes, I have received an SMS regarding the scam. Luckily, I had a friend nearby who knew it was a scam and she warned me, so I didn't click on anything or provide the details. We've also had a message come through from Malcolm. I'm getting an awful lot of text messages advising me that I've had unpaid road tolls that I need to pay. I've had heaps of those as well. They must be a common one as well, are they, Tom?
Very, very common.
The road tolls, which is funny because especially in WA, we don't have road tolls.
So absolutely.
The irony is like, come on, criminals, get to know your state. But then we've got a few ones. This one from Nirmala, which is a long one, so I won't read it all word for word. But basically, she entered, there was a competition saying you could win a $500 supermarket gift card, and you just had to respond to a bunch of questions. And if you answered them all correctly, you would win the gift card. She ended up being on a phone for an hour, and she got a bill from her telco because she was on a third party call to America and had to pay. A very costly mistake, she says, but a valuable lesson. And I think this is one thing that we need to move on to next, is the social media scams.
Correct.
We've had another message come through just now that said yesterday I had an attempted scam via Facebook Marketplace. Tried to contact me and buy an item I was selling and asked to arrange payment via ID prior to their son, in inverted commas, picking up the item. They kept asking me for more info, my email, full name. Then they sent me an email saying their pay ID transaction didn't go through properly. After a few red flags, I noticed along the way, the last straw came when they referenced an incorrect amount of money, e.g. not knowing an asking amount that I wanted for the item I was trying to sell. Thankfully, I've lost no money. I've blocked them. However, now they have my name, mobile, and email. And who knows how much more they will try to scam me in different ways now. So that's an interesting one, because that's really what we're about to dive into now when it comes to social media. Talk to me about things like Facebook Marketplace, or even like doing surveys online to win, you know, gift cards or whatever. What kind of things are out there in the world of scams that we need to be aware of?
Okay, so some of the biggest scams at the moment are always offering like the $500 for Woolworths, $500 for Coles or Bunnings or whatever. It's a way to entice you just to do a 5-minute survey. So you're a part of different groups. There's always somebody asking on Facebook, you know, what's your opinion on this? Can you please select 5 of the best 10 answers? Please click on this and share it if you want to see something or other. There's always something to entice curiosity, and this is the biggest issue in the world. We are humans. We're curious creatures. We have egos. We have emotion driven right to the tops of our heads. Mm. And we make decisions like that. We don't make decisions on logic. And then only until we get scammed and get hurt, that's when we actually go and start reacting and dealing with the problem. Mm. The solution to this, and we have a mantra that we give in our organization. If you don't know the person, don't link with them. Mm. If you don't know the person, just delete the email.
Yeah, great.
Biggest thing. Mm. All the SMS, all the message from Facebook. If something's too good to be true, like a $500 voucher, just delete the email.
Because it probably is.
It's yeah. always too good to be yes. true. Nobody in this society is going to give you anything for free.
Yeah.
There are no freebies. Yes. I mean, you've got now the government wanting to claw back after COVID. They want to claw back taxes and money from JobKeeper and all that. And I mean, rightly so. That's the way the government operates. And I'm not dissing the government in any way. But the thing is, there's nothing for free.
Yeah.
There's always an economy that keeps, and there's supply and demand on everything. So no one's going to give you a free voucher. So the key thing is, if something's too good to be true, delete it.
Yeah,
if you don't know the person, delete it. You know, there's a lot of awareness out there. The government's got a lot of websites that are putting awareness out there and overcomplicating awareness. The key thing is just delete it.
Yeah, great.
It's the same thing with your door. Someone comes to your door and you don't like them, you shut your door yes. and just get on with your day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it's the same principle, except in the digital world, it happens a lot quicker than a person coming to your front door
these days. And when you're talking about, say, Facebook Marketplace specifically, it's so hard to know if the people responding to things are, you know, legitimate or not. But I guess one way to, you know, sift them out is you don't hand over any transaction details until the person's come to your house and you've got a physical person there. But I suppose you're still having to give an address and things like that. So there still is an element of exchange of data.
Yep.
Is there a way to protect yourself in that situation a little bit more?
Not really, because you do have to give out small pieces of information.
Sure.
Giving your first name, last name and email address is not that bad
okay.
because you can obtain a first name, last name and email address generally from the public domain or the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
It's then when you have a phone number, which is almost like your two-factor authentication when you receive an SMS code, when you're authenticating into email, etc. Mm. You then have your sex, your race and all that. And those things then build up and tells a story about an individual. Then that's when the scams start to get developed from that. So giving out your email address is not an issue because you can always block people who are trying to scam you.
So, for example, so that person who's texted in around the Facebook Marketplace scam, who said that they've got obviously their name, mobile and email, and he's worried that they might try a scam in different ways. Do you feel like that kind of data, it's okay because it's still quite limited data?
It is very limited. And again, the same rules. If they try to scam you again, that's great. If you don't know who they are, just delete it.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're doing transactions on Facebook, don't use the pay IDs with the banks. The pay IDs, we've seen so many scams with the pay IDs.
Okay.
So, and don't even give your bank account details. What you do is you set up a PayPal account with a credit card. And yes, it's going to cost you 0.something%, but that 0.something% is better than actually being scammed. And PayPal also protect the transaction against that. So it's a lot much better way. Have them put the credit card details in. And if they think you're a scammer trying to do that, then clearly they're not going to buy the product anyway.
Yeah,
so definitely. It's a way of protecting yourself.
Yeah, some great tips. We've also had Fatima text through who has said, I've been having quite a lot of messages, even from PayPal, asking me for my details of taxation regarding it. And I've been done once and never again. Coles, Woolies and Bunnings vouchers are also quite common. And absolutely, Fatima, we've touched on that as well because they're very, very common. And I think that's an interesting one, though. Messages coming or looking like they're coming from PayPal. Is that one to be aware of that you've heard of before?
Yes, there is one at the moment where it's asking you for US taxation reasons, please click on here and go and update. Another message to give out to everybody is if there's a link in the SMS that says go to PayPal, do not click on the link. Go to paypal.com or paypal.com.au, log in with your legitimate credentials, and there will be a message in there saying you need to do this. If there's no message, you know it's a scam. So the lesson here is, if the bank says, please click, banks will never ask you to click on anything. The government will never ask you to click on anything. So you need to go to the legitimate website by actually going into another computer and typing www.ato.gov.au or MyGov, log in, and then have a look if there's a message waiting for you.
Yeah.
And this is a way to overcome this, but don't click on anything that comes in through a scam.
Yeah, great. That's really, really important and something to remember. Sometimes we can get a little bit too click happy and we think, oh, yeah,
yes.
That'll lead us through. Keep your texts coming through about, yeah, scams that you have noticed. You're on Sunshine's Table Talk, hanging out this morning with Tom from Thomas Cyber. And there's some more scams that I want to get into, because there was one you were talking about earlier that sounded very, very interesting. Tell me about the clairvoyant scam.
Okay, so there's a gentleman in Sydney who has looked down in the dumps, didn't look great. There's a clairvoyant in the street, or someone claiming to be a clairvoyant, who basically said, you know, come here for this money, I can help you with your issues. Usually when you're not well and you go for a last resort, clairvoyancy can be your choice. So I decided to go down that path, and what the scam ended up becoming was emotional blackmail.
You
know that if you don't pay further money, there's going to be a curse put on you. And those kind of things. So that's led now to an individual who's being chased for money.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and it's very difficult for the police to handle that. Police are already overrun with domestic issues and all that. So to try and deal with that kind of scam is difficult.
Yeah,
Australian Cyber Security Centre overrun by bigger issues like Optus and Medibank and all that. Yeah. How do you deal with that?
Yes.
So that's one issue. And then you've also got Australia Post.
Australia Post
scams happening where there's a parcel, come and pick it up.
You know, that one has been going for years.
For years.
Yeah.
I'm surprised people still even get parcels.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because that one, is that still email or is that moved to text in that now?
Both.
Yeah, okay.
So it operates in both. And the biggest issue is why these scams keep happening now is because the sender ID on the phone can be impersonated through SMS software.
Right.
So it's not actually somebody sitting on a phone and sending a million of them one by one. There's a piece of software that can replicate SMSs quite a bit.
Okay.
And you can change the name. So there is some changes happening in the telecommunications world, where Telstra and Optus and all that are going to start implementing authentication of ID. So MyGov, for example, is a reserved word. They're going to reserve it from a government level that the scammers won't be able to use the words MyGov. So if you see it, it'll be little M, little Y, capital G, little O, little V. If they spell it any other way to get through, you'll know it's a scam straight away. The name Telstra, Optus and all that well. Same thing.
That's a good thing that's coming in, hopefully.
Yeah.
How long will it take till that sort of is in place?
It's never going to end.
Okay.
Because there is always going to be scammers coming up with new ideas. And the biggest issue we have now is artificial intelligence. The language now in your scams is getting so sophisticated that you won't know they're scams. So this is why we say to people, if you don't know the sender, just delete it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But don't just look at the name. You need to look at the email address as well underneath that. Artificial intelligence has a way of learning how you write, how you message. And if they're doing that and they're starting to input that into things like ChatGPT, then they can target you now more.
Yeah.
They know how you speak. They'll pick up, you pick up the phone and you say, hi, I'm Tom. They'll know your voice. Mm-hmm. And then you use artificial intelligence to emulate your voice, emulate your habits and the bad habits too. So eventually you won't be clicking on a scam. The artificial intelligence will be doing it for you.
Oh, no.
Eventually.
Goodness me.
Yes.
I feel like, well, first of all, the clairvoyant scam is like pretty crazy. Like, you know, and I mean, that's the thing. There is a lot of fear that if you're really struggling or you're not doing well, that is a time when you're not thinking necessarily clearly either. So it's good to have these things in place of, okay, definitely don't click on anything. Don't open anything. Don't just delete, get rid of if you're not sure. We need to leave some people with some hope and some tips, because it's not all doom and gloom. So we're going to do that shortly. But I'm loving getting all of your texts coming through. Nelly has sent through, it was very strange being sent texts while I poured a drink, because cranberry juice is not your run-of-the-mill drink. And you have to wonder if someone was watching my own home or in the supermarket. This is interesting, Nelly, and I feel like I need more context, because did you get the text as you were pouring the cranberry juice? Because that would be more creepy.
It'd be very creepy.
And so I don't know. I don't think we have an answer for you there, Nelly, but that's an interesting one. And then Amanda has also messaged through and said, my husband bought a motorcycle and paid the seller via a Swiss bank account. Never got the motorcycle and couldn't retrieve the money. Lost out on a few thousand. Bank stated to never pay anything into a Swiss bank account, as this is the first red flag that you are being scammed. And that's a big one to probably note.
Absolutely. Sending money overseas is always the first point.
Yes. Yeah. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
It's a flat rule. Delete the text, delete the email, and don't send anything money overseas. I think there's some good starting tips, but we're going to deep dive into a few more and talk about what the government is doing to combat this as well. But first, we're going to go to a short ad break, and then we'll be right back. So I'm joined by Tom from Tobus Cyber, and we've been talking about scams. There's been so much that you have shared, but I think that one thing we need to go into is what the government is doing. There's apparently a plan to set up an anti-scam agency. Is that the answer? What is that going to look like? And is that even going to help? Because we have talked already about how intelligent these scammers are getting.
Yeah. So when you build a task force or you build an agency on protecting something, it's got to have an outcome. Hmm. And the outcome's got to be a solution. The thing is, nobody knows what the problem is.
Yeah, you know? Right.
So you're building up a team of people. Yes, they'll solve the problem, but cyber is changing every 7 seconds. And now the government's wanting to put a strategy, say a 7-year strategy. The world won't be here by 2030 if we keep going the way we are.
Yeah.
We've got to start changing things now. So an agency like this is not going to help. Mm. The telecommunication companies have got the technology to solve this problem, and we don't want to get into a political debate about privatization and all that of the companies, but it does need to be fixed now because a lot of people are getting scammed. There's a lot of money. There's going to be a lot of insurance claims, which will rise to insurance costs rising, which is a big thing because now you can take cyber protection for your person, not just as a business.
Yeah, wow.
And then as soon as you start claiming on those, then insurance prices go up, just like with car claims and all that. Okay. Then you'll have heavy excesses and all that. The thing is, the good news story out of this, let's start fixing the problem ourselves.
Yeah.
We are part of the bigger problem because we've got itchy fingers to click on things.
Yes.
We want to get rich quick. Right? There's no such a thing.
No.
The biggest thing now is protecting yourself like you would protect your kids. You protect your home, you protect your family. Someone comes to the front door and knocks on it and you don't know who they are, you shut the door.
Yeah.
It's the same concept.
Yeah, with, I like that analogy. Scam.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
So just delete the message and block the number.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody say to you, I can give you this for something. It's not about that.
Yes.
You don't want it. And this is the mantra that everybody needs to wake up in the morning. I'm not going to get scammed today.
Yeah, good.
So I'm going to delete all scams from people I don't know. If it so happens to just look like somebody I know, have a look at the email address. Get rid of the scam if it's not someone you recognize.
Yep.
Delete it. Yep. But the biggest thing out of today's lessons, if there is a web link, do not click on it. Go to the official website.
Yeah.
Go and type on the official website and log in and check that you have legitimate messages from that agency because, the government, the telcos and legitimate businesses will never reach out and say, click on this link or give you money or say anything. They will. The worst you'll ever get is, we've tried to call you, please contact this number. Now, here's the clicker. Don't call them back on that number. Again, go to their website.
Yeah.
Make sure the number is legitimate. Then call them up because if you have been scammed and that's the legitimate number, they can validate that you've been scammed or not.
Yes.
So that's very important.
Yeah, okay. There's some really good tips there, I think, as well. Is there anything that we can do if we think we already have been scammed? Is there anything that we can do to stop it or to report something or not really yet? Or what's the situation then?
So with your credit card, the first thing you do is your credit card's the hardest hit.
Yeah.
Call the bank, get your credit card stopped.
Yeah, okay.
And let them know what's going on. They usually say call Scam Watch. Don't call Scam Watch first.
Okay.
Call your bank because your money's the most important thing. You've got mortgages and all that. Get that stopped first. Change all your passwords.
Okay.
If that's happened, but especially if you've gone and typed in your username and password, go and change your password. Make sure two-factor authentication is implemented on all your systems where you can. And then, and only then, after you've finished all that and you're still worried, then log it with Scam Watch. There are so many scams being sent there and there are not enough people.
Yeah, right, okay.
So you can send it there, but you can't guarantee you're going to get a response. So act quickly, bank first, any other institutions that you feel that may be affected by it, get your email fixed up and start moving on. If you've been scammed also, generally a good idea to wipe your phone and start again.
Yeah, okay. So lots of good steps, and it puts the power back on ourselves to take ownership. We don't have to be just a victim, flailing around, feeling like we're not sure what we're doing. Take ownership of these things. Hey, Tom, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your insights.
Welcome.
I really appreciate it. You've been listening to Sunshine's Table Talk with me, Leah. Remember, you can hear me live every single day, Monday to Friday, from 10 to 12. See you then.